We're speaking to Skull Clear from Innivaldi. Welcome.
Thank you, Connor.
So let's start with this interview with just once again telling us about yourself and your role in Innivaldi for those who missed your interview a couple of weeks ago.
Thank you so much for having me, Connor. It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm excited to share some insights with your listeners today. So I'm Skalk. I'm the managing director of Innivaldi, a professional services firm that empowers and inspires entrepreneurs to build sustainable businesses that can create sustainable careers for their people. We do this by providing a world-class services, which includes accounting, tax, HR, legal, fiduciary services, and the likes. And my role is to oversee the firm, ensuring we live up to that vision and execute our services to achieve that. I also work closely with clients to offer tailored financial solutions that support their growth and success.
That's awesome. So let's start with the basics. What exactly is provisional tax, and who needs to file provisional tax returns?
So, Connor, there is two methods SARS use to proactively collect income tax: the payee system and the provisional tax system. Payee is collected monthly, while provisional tax is collected primarily twice a year. A provisional tax return is essentially an estimate of the tax that a taxpayer will owe SARS in a particular tax year. It is required for taxpayers who earn income outside of regular employment, such as freelancers, entrepreneurs, or individuals who earn rental or investment income. The system ensures that tax is paid in advance rather than as a lump sum at the end of the tax year, and it applies to both individuals and companies with non-salaried income.
Okay, so we all know that if you haven't gotten an SMS in the last month or even 2 months ago where you were asked to submit your provisional tax returns as a small business or a company, that deadline came and gone. But let's look at some key deadlines for those who still need to submit their provisional tax returns.
So provisional tax deadlines depends on the taxpayer financial year-end. Now, for companies, the year-end may vary, and thus the provisional tax submissions date will differ. But for individuals and sole proprietors and trust, the year-end is typically February, and based on a February year-end, the first submission is due by the end of August, which has now passed, and the second one will be the end of February. So missing these deadlines is a no-go because there's severe penalties on them. So it's crucial to keep these dates in mind. So for the companies running up till February, if you have a different year-end like a March, April, May, you're probably running into your first provisional now with your second next year. But and some even companies with, say, an October year-end and a November and a December year-end, their second provisional would be due within the next couple of months, or depending on the year-end. But specifically for the sole traders and individuals, these will be in February next year.
Awesome. So let's just look at some common mistakes that people might make when filing their provisional tax returns. Can you give us a few?
Yeah, one of the most mistakes is underestimating the amount of tax owed, which can lead to severe underestimation penalties. Not keeping accurate records of income through the year is another frequent issue, making it more difficult to estimate inaccurately or accurately. And people often forget to account for all their income streams, especially from investments or rental properties. And lastly, missing deadlines can easily be avoided with proper planning.
So underpayment is such a or underpayment of a tax return is such a massively penalized area, and I don't think people understand why it's so penalized. Is it possible for you to explain to the listener why exactly SARS penalizes you for underestimating your provisional tax return?
I think, Connor, it's just purely because it's like a incentive not to do it. So they want obviously to accurately submit your tax returns, specifically your provisional tax returns, and during the year you can declare lower values, and at the end of the year you then have to pay up. And if the value is significantly low, you actually took money that SARS could have used. So they try to do discourage taxpayers to underestimate so that they can get their money faster.
So speaking of preparations, what can we proactively do, or what steps can we proactively take as individuals or companies when we get ready to file for our tax returns?
So preparation is key. I always recommend keeping accurate and up-to-date financial records throughout the year. Most taxpayers only do it like once a year. My recommendation is throughout the year. Using accounting software like Xero makes it easier to track income and expenses. Consulting with a tax professional before deadlines can also help avoid last minute stress and errors. And here's a common problem. People often say, I've spent the money, now I can't pay. So to prevent this, ensure that you keep funds separate. If you manage your accounting monthly, you'll know your exposure and you can put money aside proactively.
That's actually an awesome tip because it's something that I actually give to my clients for their VAT, because VAT is something that I find clients tend to use instead of, you know, when you let's say invoicing somebody for $100,000, you should be putting that $15,000 somewhere just in preparation to give it to SARS, and then you almost see the value in VAT. But I think when we have an opportunity again, we should definitely speak about VAT and how exactly we can work around VAT, because that's also another great opportunity. I wanted to ask you, for individuals who may not be aware, can you explain how they can estimate their provisional tax liability?
Yeah, absolutely. Estimating your provisional tax liability involves predicting your taxable income for the year. Now, taxable income is all your income less your deductible expenses. And compare that to your previous years as well, so that you can have a trend of you know expenses that you have paid. Are you deducting all the expenses, and then also your income? I mean, if you have income last year which is $1 million and now it's down to 500, you may something may be amiss. So you then apply the relevant tax rates to that calculation, and then you'll get to how much you owe the government. Now it's very important. There are different rules for taxpayers with taxable income above and below $1 million. So working with a tax professional can help you navigate these differences and ensure an accurate estimation.
So let's look at the next stage, which is, are there any changes or trends in tax legislation that listeners should be aware of?
Yes, there are a few updates. SARS is focusing more on compliance for provisional taxpayers. We found this last season in August that SARS do have audits on provisional tax that's been submitted, which didn't often happen in the past. So then also to make sure that you declare all your income. SARS is on a drive with the digitalization and third-party information like interest and those kind of income. So they've been moving towards digital transformation in tax administration. And real-time data sharing. SARS knows more now as opposed to 10 years ago about your affairs. So you really just cannot hide anything anymore. So staying informed about these changes is crucial to avoid any surprises.
You know, it's so true what you said. You know, with the digitization of SARS, it's actually helping the client submit their returns so much easier, because instead of going to chase your employer for an IRP5, it could well be there already. Instead of asking maybe Sanlam or wherever you've got your retirement annuity, hey, listen, we need those tax certificates, it's already there. So it makes the submission of tax returns so much easier. So before you go, I would like to know, is there any final advice you have for listeners regarding the provisional tax returns?
Yeah, my final advice is be proactive. Don't wait until the last minute to file. Keep accurate records, estimate conservatively, and consult a tax professional if you're unsure. By staying organized, you can avoid penalties and ensure a smooth filing process. And remember, at Dindavaldi, we're here to help to make the process as stress-free as possible. And I think just the last comment, Connor, I do often find it that people say, I receive income and I put it into a Capitec account. Please don't think SARS do not know about the Capitec account. They know about all your banking affairs since 2012. I think that was the day.
Yeah.
So do not try to hide things from the tax man.
Thank you so much for your time and your insight. It's been always a pleasure to talk to you. Just a plug in quickly. Tell people about how they can get hold of you and your contact details.
Yeah, Connor, thank you. So we can either email us at info@indavaldi.co.za or you can reach me directly on 082-301-4213.
Thank you so much for everyone that listened. We hope that you found this incredibly insightful. God bless.